Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something you might not know a lot about.
Definitely a bit niche.
Yeah, but it's actually super important if you run a business in California.
Absolutely, especially if you have employees, even just one.
We're talking about Paget claims.
Oh, yeah, those can be scary.
They really can, and we'll get into why in a sec, but first...
Gotta start with the basics, right?
Right, so Paget stands for Private Attorneys General Act.
And in a nutshell, it lets employees basically act on behalf of the state.
Yeah, like deputize watchdogs for labor law violations, basically.
Exactly. So they can sue their employer for breaking those laws.
And the kicker is, the penalties can be absolutely massive.
Oh, yeah. We've seen cases where businesses get hit with millions in fines.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's for things that might seem kind of minor at first glance.
Which is why this deep dive is so important.
We want to help you understand Paget, but more importantly, how to protect yourself.
Minimize those risks, for sure.
So I guess the first question is, like, how bad is it really? How widespread are these Paget claims?
Well, they've absolutely exploded in California over the last few years.
Like, really exploded.
Oh, yeah. It's become a major issue for employers.
I bet. Especially with the potential for, like, huge financial hits.
Right. It's a huge burden, and that's why we're diving into this.
So I keep seeing this phrase in all the stuff we've been reading, all reasonable steps.
Yeah. That's, like, the golden rule for avoiding Paget violations.
But what does that actually mean, all reasonable steps? It seems kind of vague, right?
It is, and that's where it gets tricky. It's not just a checklist.
Right. It's got to be more than just, like, having an employee handbook and calling it a day.
Exactly. It's about creating a culture of compliance throughout your business.
So how do you actually do that? Like, where do you even begin?
Well, think of it like building a house. You've got to start with a strong foundation.
Okay, I like that analogy.
And in this case, the foundation is your workplace policies.
So things like wages, hours, breaks, all that stuff.
Exactly. You got to make sure those policies are clear, up to date, and actually follow.
Seems like regular audits would be crucial then.
Absolutely. Don't just dust off the employee handbook once a year.
Got to really dig in and make sure everything's legit.
Yeah, and this is where having a legal expert can be a lifesaver.
Especially since laws change all the time, right?
All the time. Like, recently there were big changes to California's independent contractor laws.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that. That was a big one.
Huge implications for businesses, and definitely a potential Paget trigger if you're not careful.
Okay, so we've got our policies sorted. What's next?
Training. You can't underestimate the importance of training, both for managers and employees.
So, like, making sure everyone knows the rules of the game.
Exactly. Managers need to be able to spot potential Paget issues and deal with them proactively.
Like, they're the first line of defense, right?
Exactly. And employees need to know their rights and how to report any concerns.
It's all about creating that open communication so nothing gets swept under the rug.
Exactly. But even with all that, Paget enforcement can still be a minefield.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot to keep up with.
It is. One of the big challenges is that the law is constantly evolving and interpretations can be vague.
So what might seem like a minor thing in one case could be a huge deal in another.
Exactly. It's almost like trying to hit a moving target.
So what's the best way to stay ahead of the curve?
Stay informed, seek expert legal guidance, and build that proactive compliance culture we talked about.
So it's really about that mindset shift. Making compliance part of your DNA.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing commitment, not a one-time fix.
Great advice. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, don't wait for a Paget claim to hit you. Take action now.
Review your practices, get that expert advice, and build that solid foundation.
Exactly. It's much easier to prevent these issues than to deal with them after the fact.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a super insightful deep dive.
It really has. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And for everyone listening, we'll see you next time.
Stay safe out there and stay compliant.
Couldn't have said it better myself.